Welcome, folks, to another community radio interview. I'm Manuela, and this is CJRO Radio Local First. Last week, Russell Township announced that it had received two grants from the province of Ontario, one grant for local emergency preparedness and one for the firefighter department. For more details about these grants, I had the pleasure to talk with Russell Township Mayor Mike Tarnowski.
The community emergency preparedness grant is really there to help support preparedness around that with the changes now to we are getting the odd weather-related kind of emergency. And so to support that in that sense, so weather events like ice storms, heavy snowfalls, or power outages and so on. So this will help support that. So we got a grant for that community emergency preparedness for just shy of $50,000, which is great. And then on the flip side, we got grants through the provincial government again to help protect our firefighters for about $36,000. And that fire protection grant is being used to support equipment for cleaning their equipment after the fires. And that's for the environmental impacts that, you know, the firefighters are, you know, when you go into those burning homes or whatever type of fires they have, they never know what kind of chemicals they're exposed to. And so it's very important to protect our firefighters and make sure that their equipment is all cleaned and decontaminated, as they say, afterwards. So two very important grants, and we're always very grateful from our province for that kind of support.
Further on, Mayor Tarnowski states that although a municipality is always in need of funds, these provincial grants are more than welcome to help support new equipment needed for emergency preparedness. He is grateful for the robust collaboration he has with both MPP Sarrazin and MP Mingarelli.
In all fairness, I'll never say it's enough because we're always looking for more opportunities. Every time we get a grant, it's support that we don't need to go get from our residents, so that has an impact on the tax base. And so we're always looking for more, so that would be important to state. Having said that, these grants will have a meaningful impact in terms of purchasing equipment and being very prepared for emergencies. So again, we're still always combing the provincial websites and speaking with our MPP Sarrazin about opportunities for funding to help support the community, but we definitely appreciate getting them. And on that, I should say MPP Stéphane Sarrazin is community champion for us. He is always opening doors for us to get these types of grants and always puts in a good word in supporting the municipality and the region for that. So we're very thankful for that collaboration with him. I'm a very strong believer in collaboration. None of us live on an island here. We need to work together, and we have a great working relationship with both our provincial MPP and our federal MP, as well as the United Counties of Prescott-Russell, which is our upper tier level of government. And as a matter of fact, you may be seeing other stories come about where we're working very closely with other local municipalities and trying to address some regional challenges around wastewater. And it just goes back that without that collaboration, nothing moves forward. You need nowadays to work collaboratively with everyone, which is something I embrace very much.
I've asked Mayor Tarnowski if the funding will be directed specifically towards emergency preparedness against winter storms and winter weather in general. Here is what he had to say.
They spoke of heavy ice storms, snow, and prolonged power outages, which are what happens with some weather-related events, but not necessarily always winter. So the big thing for us is, like, this is going to help enhance the resilience by some of our new equipment that we're looking at getting. I think in this particular project, if I remember correctly, for this particular grant, we are looking at upgrading and using more drone technology in terms of assessing damage, in terms of being able to find the safest route, say, to get to a resident, for example, if there was heavy damage through trees coming down and so on. We have many residents that live within our village cores. We do have quite a few rural residents as well. So having, you know, that kind of drone technology will be very helpful and beneficial for us as well.
And for a last question, I wanted to know if the municipality of Russell will keep applying for emergency preparedness provincial grants. Here is what Mayor Tarnowski had to say about that.
Yeah, as I had mentioned before, we are continuously looking for opportunities to get support from our provincial and federal partners. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be heading out to Toronto with some of our staff team and the staff team from La Nation municipality, meeting with some of the ministers and ministries at Queen's Park, I think on the 20th next week, and looking at some other opportunity for grants that are coming about for infrastructure and so on.